देवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च
देवकी नंदनाय च
नंदगोपकुमाराय
नंदगोपकुमाराय
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
गोविंदाय नमो नमः.
So we're reading from Canto 10, Chapter 1, titled The Advent of Lord Krishna, Text 28. राजधानी तथा साबो
राजधानी तथा साबो
सर्वयादव भूभुजं
सर्वयादव भूभुजं
मथुरा भगवान यत्र नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः राजधानी तथा साबो
राजधानी तथा साबो
सर्वयादव भूभुजं
सर्वयादव
मथुरा भगवान यत्र नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः राजधानी तथा साबो
सर्वयादव भूभुजं
मथुरा भगवान यत्र नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः
राजधानी तथा साबो सर्वयादव भूभुजं मथुरा भगवान यत्र नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः
राजधानी तथा साबो
सर्वयादव भूभुजं
मथुरा भगवान यत्र
नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः
राजधानी तथा साबो
सर्वयादव भूभुजां मथुरा भगवान यत्र
नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः
राजधानी तथा साभूत
सर्वयादव भूभुजां
मथुरा भगवान यत्र
नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः
राजधानी तथा साभूत
सर्वयादव भूभुजान्
मथुरा भगवान यत्र
नित्यं सन्निहितो हरिः
What word? Rajadhani.
The capital.
Tatha. From that time.
Sa.
The country and the city known as Mathura. Abhut.
Abhut.
Became. Sarvayadava Bhubhujam.
Of
all the kings who appeared in the Yadu dynasty. Mathura. The place known as Mathura. Bhagavan.
The
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yatra.
Wherein?
Nityam.
Eternally.
Sannihita.
Intimately connected.
Living eternally.
Harihi.
The Lord.
The Supreme Personality of God.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shraprabhupada Ki. Translation. Since that time, the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Perfect. It is understood that Mathura city is the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. It is not an ordinary material city, for it is eternally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrindavan is within the jurisdiction of Mathura, and it still continues to exist. Because Mathura and Vrindavan are intimately connected with Krishna eternally, it is said that Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. At present, the place known as Vrindavan in the district of Mathura continues its position as a transcendental place, and certainly anyone who goes there becomes transcendentally purified. Navadvip Dham is also intimately connected with Vrajabhumi. Shri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Yeva Chane Chittamani Tar Hai Vrajabhume Vas. Vrajabhumi refers to Mathura Vrindavan, and Gaura Mandala Bhumi includes Navadvip. These two places are non-different. Therefore, anyone living in Navadvip Dham, knowing Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same personality, lives in Vrajabhumi, Mathura, Vrindavan. The Lord has made it convenient for the conditioned soul to live in Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadvip, and thus be directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by living in these places, one can immediately come in contact with the Lord. There are many devotees who vow never to leave Vrindavan and Mathura. This is undoubtedly a very good vow. But if one leaves Vrindavan, Mathura or Navadvip Dham for the service of the Lord, he is not disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At any rate, we must understand the transcendental importance of Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham. Anyone who executes devotional service in these places certainly goes back home, back to Godhead. After giving up his body, thus, the devotee should fully utilize this instruction to be the best of his ability. Never the Supreme Lord personally appears. He appears in Mathura. Whenever the Supreme Lord personally appears, he appears in Mathura because of his intimate connection with this place. Therefore, although Mathura and Vrindavan are situated on this planet Earth, they are transcendental abodes of the Lord. Om Agyantvirandasya Gnananjana Shalaka Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamariyam Dadati Sva Adantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sarva Jatam Sarvanam Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakampitam Sha Namo Krishna Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurakrishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Gurastadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulam Bhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Vande Shri Guru Niratarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So we'd like to welcome everyone for a special Sunday feast session which are going on. We are very, very fortunate that all of us are coming together like this to hear what? To hear Krishna Katha. There's a wonderful series going on called Krishna Katha series. So last time His Grace Jivan Kishore Prabhu gave the session. So where he covered the point of Bhumi Devi going to Brahma and telling what's the problem, and then Brahma taking her to Vishnu and all of them going to Vishnu and tell him their problems. And then Vishnu instructs that you're supposed to do these things. After that, what happened? This is what is the discussion today. So we'll have a different style of a class today. We'll go through the verses. So we'll start with 27th verse. You all can see your Yantra Grantha 27. So from here we'll start. 10th canto, 1st chapter, 27th verse. This is a wonderful meditation for all of us. Janmashtami is coming closer. It's very, very important to build the consciousness very properly. And that is the reason we have these sessions called Krishna Katha series. So today what we'll do is we'll go through the verses and try to understand through the verses and try to relish these verses which are there. So starting with the first one, that is 27th. So I'll be chanting, so no need to repeat. So now we'll try to understand the parents of Krishna, Vasudev and Devaki. Then we'll enter the marriage. We'll go and see how the marriage is happening. Then we'll board their cart along with them and we'll travel with them. And then finally see what's happening. And we'll see the discussion between Vasudev and Kansa Maharaj. This is what we want to cover today. Surasena Yadupati Mathuram Vasankurim Mathuram Surasenamscha Vishayan Bhubujepura. So here this description of Surasena is given. Now let me tell you who is Surasena. So Kartyavira Arjuna had 1,000 sons. Sorry, 10,000 sons. Kartyavira Arjuna is a very nice character here, or a personality. So this person had intense devotion towards Dattatreya. And by the mercy of Dattatreya, he got 1,000 arms. And in the battlefield, he used to shoot 500 arrows at a time. How I wish that all of us get this benediction during Janmashtami. 1,000 arms, distribute pamphlets. Will not miss even a single person. So what happened is this person, he offended Parshuram. Parshuram cut all his hands and his neck also. Now these 10,000 sons who were there, they were furious. They went to kill Parshuram's father. They offended Parshuram like this. So Parshuram went around and tried to kill all of them. But somehow five people escaped. And the eldest among the five was Surasena. Now the Surasena was staying at a place called Mahishmatipur. Currently it is Jabalpur. And then after, now he was saved, he was the one who was supposed to take care of the kingdom, he shifted to Mathura. That's how Surasena comes to Mathura. And then he made Mathura as capital. Now let's see what the shloka, just we recited, now what the shloka says. Rajadhani tatha sabho sarvayadha bhubujam Mathura bhagavan yatra nityam sannihito harini. Tatha. We are talking about Mathura. Tatha. Tatha sa adhut or abhut. So one meaning is that Mathura whose glories cannot be described. About that Mathura we are talking. And what happened in this Mathura? Sarva yadava bhubujam. So bhubujam is staying there and ruling the place. Or enjoying is also another meaning. So they are staying there and they made that place as capital. But what is the speciality of Mathura? Nityam sannihito harihi. So nityam sannihito. There is a personality who stays forever, eternally at this place. Who is this personality? Harihi. Harihi is the one, or Hari is the one who captures everyone's heart. Sabka haran karne wale. That is Hari. So he is staying here in this place of Mathura. That is what this shloka says. And Prabhupada very clearly mentions, Krishna does not step even one step out of Vrindavan or Mathura Mandal. So I was hearing in another class that every other place you have to go searching for God. But in Vrindavan, you have to just open your eyes and you'll find God. He'll be there somewhere doing some pastime. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Devachanena. When our eyes are anointed with love, Just open the eyes and now you'll find the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not doing something which does not suit Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. Next one. What is the next thing that he's talking about? Tasyam tu karichit chaure vasudeva kritodvaha devakya shuraya sadham prayane ratham arhuta. So here, description comes about Vasudev and Devaki. Now who is Vasudev? So Vasudev is son of Shurasena. Let's understand the relation between Devaki and Kamsa Maharaj. So Devaki is the daughter of Devak Maharaj, and Kamsa Maharaj is the son of Ugrasena Maharaj. Now what is the relationship between Devak and Ugrasena? They both are brothers. They are sons of a personality called Amukh. Now this personality, Devak, had many daughters. But the youngest one was very, very dear to him. And because of the intimate connection between the two, people called that daughter as Devaki, in connection with the name Devak. And after all, who is she? Mother of Lord Krishna. So the description says that this lady, this wonderful personality, had amazing qualities, very amazing qualities, and she used to win the heart of everyone around. Very, very chaste. So this is Devaki. And when it comes to the description of marriage, this is what is the description of marriage here. The marriage descriptions are starting. So Devaki and Vasudev getting married. So now one of the Puranas, Harivansh Puran, it says that when this marriage was happening, so Vasudev's side, the Bharat we call it as, right? So all the people from Vasudev's side, they stayed at Devaki's place for 15 days. So this marriage ceremony was 15 days. One of my students in IYF, so he was about to get married. And then 1 week later was marriage, and still he was there in the session. So I was amazed. So the sincerity. Then I asked him, like, marriage is there, 1 week later, what are you doing here? He says, yeah, I'll go 2 days before. Yes. So that time I was thinking, what to talk about 15 days, all the people spending. Even the person who is getting married, he's not having time. He was telling that, no, I'm not getting leaves from office for his own marriage. And here we see that all of them are staying for 15 days. Now here, a nice description is given about how Devaki and Vasudeva are sitting on chariot. So, Vasudeva, this one, Tasyam, in that place known as Mathura, Karichit, some time ago. So this personality called Vasudev, what he did? He got married to a personality called Devaki, and along with Devaki, they got onto Ratham. So this is a nice description where Devaki and Vasudev are boarding on the Rath. Now comes the villain. So yesterday we had got a promotion. So I asked them, now why did Krishna appear? So Mataji said, to kill the villain comes. That's how I came about villain. So they are not devotees, but potential devotees. So something like that. Next verse, 30th shloka, you all can see. Ugrasena suta kamsa svasubhu priya chikeshaya rasmin hayanam jagraha raukmai rathastai vataha. So now, this personality, Ugrasen Sutta. Who is Ugrasen Sutta? Ugrasen son, Kamsa. What did he do? Shwasubhu priya chikirshaya. Shwasubhu, that is sister. To please his sister, he did something. What did he do? Rasmin, rasi, rope. He took the rope, and these ropes are tied to Hayanam, all the horses. And then, he was sitting there as the chariot driver. Ratasthai Vrataha. So he is there, he is holding a rope, he is there as a chariot driver. One Rath is there, and surrounded by this Rath, there are many, many other Raths. And now comes a description of what all things Devak Maharaj gave to Devaki. Let's read this shloka, 31 and 32. Chatuhu Shatam Paripaham Gajanam Hemamarina అశ్వానాం ఆయుతం సార్ధం రథానాం చ త్రిశతం దాసీనాం సుకుమారీనాం ద్వేషతే సమలంకృతే దువిత్రే దేవకః ప్రాదా యానే దువిత్ర వత్సలః. దువిత్ర దేవక ప్రాదా యానే దువిత్ర వత్సలః. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఫర్ దేవకి, దేవక్ మహారాజ్ గేవ్ పరిభరం. పరిభరం దట్ ఇస్ డౌరీ. దిస్ డౌరీ ఇస్ అమేజింగ్. లెట్స్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద డౌరీ దట్ వాస్ గివెన్. చతుశతం, వాట్ యు మీన్ చతుశతం? ఎస్, 400. వాట్ 400 గేవ్? గజానాం. గజానాం. Now these elephants are not normal elephants. Hema Malinam. These elephants were wearing huge garlands of gold. Huge, it's not like small chains are put. Huge garlands of gold. Very nicely decorated. Now 400 Gajanam. After that, what else he gave? Ashwanam. Ashwanam? Horses. How many horses? Ayutam. How many horses? 10,000 horses. And now it is understood, even these horses were decorated with gold. Nicely with silk cloth and other ornaments. You can imagine, even now when we see, when during marriage times, the horses are nicely decorated, right? Nice ornaments put around, and even for this leg, they put some bells and things like that. So everything was of gold here. Next, what he gives? Rathanam. Now horses he is giving, to Ratto Vanta. Yes, he gave Rath also. Now the description says, I was hearing that Acharya say that this Rath, it was an empty Rath. These Raths which were there, those were filled with all the paraphernalia needed for the Grihastha life. I was giving this session in one place. So, you know, I was reading this. So one Prabhuji is looking at Mataji. See? Anyways. So, and how many Rath? Three sat shatam. Tell me how many. Three sat shatam.
Three times
600. That is 1800 Rath. You can imagine how much paraphernalia might be given. Dasinam sukumarinam. Now, how many dasis? Dveshate. How many?
200.
Now, if elephants are decorated so nicely, then just imagine how nicely these maidservants will be decorated. So, samalankrita, very nicely decorated. Yes. So, in this way, this dowry was given by Devak Maharaj. Now, obviously, now it has become a ritual. Even if the person is not capable to give, they take loan and whatnot and they give dowry. But here, dowry actually is the gift that the father gives to the daughter because the daughter is leaving. But unfortunately now, you know, people are so selfish without seeing the other side. You know, what is their status? They just keep asking, please leave these things we want. Yes. Next shloka, 33. Shankaturya mridangascha nedu dundumaya samam ప్రయాణ ప్రక్రమే తాత వరవధు సుమంగళం. నౌ ద చారియట్ ఇస్ స్టార్టింగ్. యూ కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ వన్ చారియట్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ వేర్ దేవకి అండ్ వసుదేవ్ ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ లెడ్ బై అవర్ చారియట్ డ్రైవర్ ఇస్ కంస మహారాజ్. ఆల్ అరౌండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ చారియట్స్. 1800 చారియట్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ వి రెడ్. అండ్ హౌ మెనీ ఎలిఫెంట్స్? 400 ఎలిఫెంట్స్. దెన్ హౌ మెనీ హార్సెస్? 10,000 horses. So you can imagine this is the entire setup. And how many dasis? 200 dasis. Can you imagine any baras like this? And in Kali Yuga, I don't think we'll get to see all this. So entire thing was ready like this. And now starts the ceremony where Shankha, Turya, Mridanga, Nedur, Dundabhi, all these instruments are played. So here, these instruments are very nice because they are in samam, they are in sync. All the instruments are in sync. And there is a very nice line which is mentioned here, is sumangalam. Varavadhu sumangalam. So these instruments, when all sounded together in sync, it created auspiciousness for vara and vadhu. Now here, see, Parikshit Maharaj knows that what is going to happen next. Kans Maharaj is going to hold the hair of Devaki and try to kill Devaki with a sword.
So what Sukadeva Goswami is doing is trying to tell Vasudev, Sumangalam, don't worry. Yes, everything will be taken care of. All auspiciousness is already created. So I was just meditating, if these sounds create auspiciousness, what about today's, you know, current day marriages and how they happen nowadays? I was just meditating. So now, before marriage, there's something called as pre-marriage photo shoot. Yes. Very nice it is. One of my friend was getting married, so he had sent some photos. Devotee friend. So from IOF getting married. So he had sent some photos. Now these photos are very nice. There are multiple dresses they will wear, go to some place. And then he'll hold, you know, the dress of Mataji, actually be like, oh, and you know, what all things there. I was thinking, see, already we are in this world of illusion. Okay. And here in front of, in this photo shoot, both the girl and the boy, they feel they're celebrities. Yes. Wearing different types of dresses, sometimes half naked. Yes. And they think that they're big celebrities, big heroic heroine. And just getting into more illusion, deeper and deeper illusion. See, materialist doing is okay. But anyways, you know, there is no hope for them. Unless and until they come to Janmashtami or the celebrity. But when it comes to devotees, it feels very bad. Yes? Wasting time like this. If both of them sit together and then they're chanting 64 rounds and then photo shoot happens, nice. But you know, going to some place and wasting time like this and consciousness get deteriorated, it's so horrible, isn't it? Yes. And during marriage also, nowadays it is seen, nice movie songs are played, loud movie songs. Now here it says that these all instruments created sumangalam, auspiciousness. Now these movie songs tell me what auspiciousness will get created. Everyone, including the Varavadhu, all the people who have come in the bara, everyone who is sitting in the hall, everyone sings that movie song. That is the blessing that they are giving. Yes. And also in marriages, why such a great assembly? Everyone is invited so that they all bless, they all shower their choicest blessings on Varavadhu. Yes, that is the reason. Now everyone is called. But who is interested in Varavadhu? They are interested to show off what they are wearing. Yes, nicely decorate themselves and go to marriage, gossip and this and that. Varavadhu is okay, they are not getting troubled on the stage, something is happening there. So, just one analysis I was doing, that this Vivaha Yajna or Vivaha Samskara which is there, it is very very important samskara. It cannot be taken like this for granted. Celebrating somewhere around, you know, at the corner of beach. And nowadays people want to just not get married on parachute. Once news came that, you know, they were getting married and it burst and they both drowned in the ocean. You know, what a marriage. You know, auspicious. Yes. So this has to be in a very very auspicious place. With all auspiciousness around. But because of the show off nature of people, just to put on Facebook and other places, they're ruining their own life. And since Vivaha Samskara is going to, you know, have some effect on the child, even the child's or the children's life is also deteriorated or ruined. One of the important responsibilities what grihasthas have. See, Lord appeared in the womb of a grihastha. Okay, not in the womb of Brahmachari. Yes. So grihasthas have a very, very great responsibility. What is the responsibility? To invite the eternal associate of the Lord to this place. If grihasthas very nicely with good consciousness, if they invite, you know, the great personality who is eternal associate of the Lord, just imagine this mission will be taken to the next level. Yes. As of now, like my seniors keep telling, that if such people come, the eternal associates of the Lord come, they will actually do some change. When it comes to us, humko to road se uthaya gaya tha. Yes. So you all were priests, right? You were on the roads and pastors were distributed in your God. But these people will be devotees by birth. And they can do change. Right? This is a great responsibility what grihasthas have. Next shloka, 34. Pati pragrahinam kamsam abhyasaha shariravak asyastvam ashtamo garbho hantam yam vase buddha. So now this is a nice thing which is happening. A very nice lesson. for both Devaki Vasudev, for the audience, and for the ones who are sitting here. So here what is happening? The entire the assembly is moving towards Vasudev's house. Too much of, so much of auspiciousness and so much of everyone is coming together and celebrating. So much of celebration is going on. And in this, there is an obstacle. What is that obstacle? You fool comes. Why is a fool? Again they say, why you are a fool? And here the fool, now the word is used as abhuda. You fool. So you fool comes, you are carrying your death personified. And who is the death personified? The eighth son, Ashtamo Garbho of Devaki is going to kill you. Now this is a very nice thing, which a nice question which was asked by a devotee. So he is asking, see, what was the need of Akashvani? Correct, no, what was the need of Akashvani? Eight sons going to kill, everything is set, Lord has come. Lord is going to come in to Devaki and Vasudev. But then what was the need of Akashvani? So I was trying to understand what is this, and one of the, from the Acharya's commentary, got to know why. Now you see, demigods were in anxiety because of Kansa Maharaj. What was Kansa Maharaj doing? What was he doing here? He was driving the chariot. Whose chariot? Devaki and Vasudev. What is the relation between Devaki and Vasudev and Krishna? Parents. Now, what Kansa Maharaj is doing is, he is serving the parents of Krishna. And Krishna is the one, anyone who offers little service, he gives, mother's position. Putana? Yes? Now just imagine, this personality, Kansa Maharaj, is serving Devaki and Vasudev with so much of love and affection. So the demigods are thinking, this personality comes, he is the one who is creating distress for everyone. And if Krishna, if Kansa Maharaj starts serving them like this with so much affection, for sure if Krishna, even if he appears, he will kill all others, but he will not kill this person. So better we should do something. And this Akashvani was made. And as soon as the Akashvani was made, this personality who had so much of love and affection, where he told, there were different drivers sitting, he told, no, you go. I will take my sister and my brother-in-law to their place. So much of love. And this was not a fake love, by the way. It is described, those 15 days when Vasudev was there with his entire family at Devaki's house, Kansa Maharaj was the one who was taking care of everyone very nicely, very affectionately. Because he was very affectionate towards Devaki. He was not faking. But this personality was a khala. Next verse we'll see his qualities. Sukadeva Goswami openly is giving bad words to Kansa Maharaj. Openly. So here, as soon as he heard this Akashvani, what he did? What did he do? This is what is given here. 35th shloka. Iti yuktaha sakhala papo rojana kulapamshanaha bhagini bhantum arabdaha khatgapani kachegrahe. As soon as he heard the Akashvani, Kargapani Kachegrahit, he held the hair of Devaki and Kargapani. He, in Pani is, in the hand, he held Karga sword and he was about to kill Devaki. I remembered a parallel pastime in Prahlad Maharaj's pastime. So much of love and affection Hiranyakashipu was showing to Prahlad Maharaj. My dear son, so nice, now you're my son, please come. With so much of love and affection, he took Prahlad Maharaj and kept him on land. And then he started asking, what is the best thing that you learned? And Prahlad Maharaj very nicely, he said the best thing. Shravanam kirtanam vishno, smaranam pada sevanam, archanam mandanam dasyam, sakhyam matmanivedanam. And he hears all this, he gets a high blood pressure. So these demons, what they do is, they have got so much of love, whatever, but that is not permanent. As soon as something comes in between the sense gratification, they will not see who the person is. He just pushed Prahlad Maharaj down. He was thrown down. And similar thing is happening here. This person had so much of love and affection, And as soon as he heard the Akashvani, he held the hair of Devaki, took the sword, and about to kill Devaki. This is the situation now. And see what Sukadeva Goswami is saying. Khala, envious person. Papo, sinful. Bhojanam Kula Pamshanam. He is the one who degrade the name of Bhoja dynasty. Openly he is giving bad words as much as possible. Yes. And here, Vallabhacharya, he says that he should have waited. He should have waited for at least 7 years. Why is he doing like this? Directly about to kill? And so he says, so is a khala. So is envious, extremely envious. And very, very sinful. And another thing he writes in his book, Subodhani, I have not read and I have heard. Subodhani, that see, why is he called as, thing is mentioned, maybe in, I guess in the, yeah, in the next verse we'll see, that is called as shameless. Why is he called shameless? That is mentioned here. Now this person, he could have taken Devaki in seclusion. As soon as the Akashvani was done, he could have taken a different route, yes, taken them to a corner, and then he could have just given poison and killed her. But this person openly is doing all this. So here the analogy is given of three analogies are given. That how these demons behave. Three analogies. One is cat, Mushik, Sarpa, and Dhanush. So whenever Mushik, that is cat, and Sarpa, or Dhanush, bend their head. When cat is just sitting, looking at one place. Or snake is just sitting, or opening its mouth. So now they are not doing meditation there. Yes? They are waiting for the prey to come. Right? And when it comes to Dhanush, when the Dhanush bends, as much it bends, with that force it will go and hit the enemy. Right? So these three analogies are given to say that if the demon bends, it doesn't mean that he has become humble. The something else is there. Its envious character will manifest very soon in some or the other way. Now what does Sukadeva Goswami says again? Tam Jugrut, the 36th verse, you can see. Tam Jugrupsita Karmanam Drisham Nirapatram. Yeah, Nirapatram Vasudeva Mahabhaga Uvacha Parishantavyan. So here he is saying Jugupsita Karmanam. Very nice again. He is saying Jugupsita Karmanam. Ready to do any offense. Ready to commit any offense. First. Then he says Drishamsam. Drishamsam is very, very cruel. Why is he calling very, very cruel? Because he was ready to kill his own sister. Then he says, Nirapatrapam. So he's saying Nirapatrapam, shameless. Why shameless? In the same assembly where he showed love and affection to his sister, where he served his sister, and the entire assembly, his brother-in-law's side, in the same assembly, this person is ready to kill his own sister. So it's called as shameless. So that's what Vallabhacharya says. If he had some shame, he should have taken them to a corner in seclusion and given some poison. And next, another analysis I was doing here. As we all know, and then this incident happened, Vasudev started speaking. Vasudev is Pati, and Pati means Pati iti Pati. The ones who protect, the one who is supposed to protect, is called as Pati. So, Manu Samhita says this, that before marriage, the girl should be protected by the father, and after marriage, the girl should be protected by the husband. And that's what now Vasudev will start doing. But now, just let's analyze the state of Kams Maharaj and Vasudev. Now, Kams Maharaj, the Akashvani said, Ashtamo Garbho, eighth son is going to kill you. Let's assume that it will take minimum 1 year for one son. At least it will take 7 to 8 years. Or 8 years, now for the eighth son to come. So after 8 years, this person is going to die. This is what the Akashvani said. And in front of Vasudev, what is happening? Kams Maharaj has held the hair, sword is there in the hand. So how much time Devaki has? 8 minutes, huh? Prabhupada has calculated 8 minutes. Maybe 1.5 hours, because Prabhupada will go 1.5 hours. So just few moments. And comes, he is getting agitated as soon as he heard this, even when he has 8 years, and he Vasudeva is calm. It's not like he was not loving his wife. It's not for that. But he was calm because he's a devotee. He didn't move even an inch. He was calm, he was peaceful. A parallel pastime, Amrish Maharaj's pastime. When Durvasa created a demon to kill Amrish, that demon came near Amrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj didn't move even an inch back. Can you imagine the faith that these people have, these personalities have? I was sharing this in one of the youth yatra which we had gone to Sri Lanka, Patna. So there we were discussing Amrish Maharaj's pastime. So I was sharing that, see, Amrish Maharaj didn't move even a single inch when such a great demon came forward. For us, even if a dog barks, we start running. Yes? So this is the faith aspect which is there. That a devotee who has so much of faith, you know, will always be peaceful. He will not be affected. He will become fearless. Amrish Maharaj was fearless, and here we see even Vasudeva was fearless. But we see even in the devotee circle, for every small thing, we literally fear what will happen next, what will happen next, what will happen next. What will happen? Whatever Krishna that wants, that will only happen. Nothing else is going to happen. Right? Why fear then? When devotees have so much of faith on Krishna, when devotees surrender to Krishna in this mode completely, Krishna is bound. Now when Durvasa Muni, he created this demon was destroyed by Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra started following Durvasa. Durvasa went throughout the universe. Finally he reached the abode of Vishnu. And there he is telling Vishnu that please save me, you can only save me. And there, Vishnu is saying a very, very nice shloka. He says, a very nice shloka which gives goosebumps. It says, Aham bhakta paradino, he yes, yasvatantra ivadvija, sadubhir grasta rudayo, bhakte bhakta janapriya. He's saying, Aham bhakta paradino, I'm subordinate to my devotees. To which devotees? The ones who are completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am completely surrendered to them. See, Krishna says 1866, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Charanam Raja. Surrender unto me. There is a continuation here. You surrender unto me, I will surrender unto you. Yes, this is what Krishna is saying here. And a very nice point he is making is Sadhubir Grastar Dayo. These sadhus who are there, they are very, very dangerous. Why? They are the ones who control me in their heart. Or who control my heart. These are sadhus. So the devotees are the ones who control the Lord. And this is what Lord is saying here. And not everyone can do that. That's why it is said that if we ask anything to Krishna, any material thing, give me some money, promotion or whatever, he will give. No doubt he will give. But when we ask bhakti, he'll test. Yes, he'll test. Why? Because he knows very well. Sadhubir grastar dayo. If I give bhakti to this person, if I surrender to this person, he'll control me. He can do anything. One lady bound me. Krishna, remember, one lady bound me to wooden grinding mortar. If everyone gets, everyone will bound me. Yes, better. No, I'll choose and give. But one very important thing that devotees have to analyze and understand is if we just surrender to Krishna, if we take shelter of Krishna, we can become completely fearless. Completely fearless. I was sharing in one of the Bhagavatam class on the weekdays. Rupa Goswami writes this in the Nectar of Devotion. He says that one should be like a sold animal. That first line was very nice. So the second line I read. So it says, one should be like a sold animal which does not care for its own sustenance and maintenance. Like in a jatra, in a fair, when the animal is sold from one person to another. Now, does the animal ask any question, will this person take care of me or not? It just goes. So when a devotee surrenders to Lord Krishna, with complete faith, that person will not even worry about sustenance and maintenance. Right? The same time of sustenance and maintenance can be utilized in doing service of the Lord. Right? Because finally, tell me, what is the role of a devotee or what is the duty of a devotee? The only thing is to do devotional service to Lord Krishna. Now, but the problem is, we want to change our own job description. So our job description is what? Just to do devotional service to Krishna. This is our job description. And on a lighter side, Krishna's job description is what? To take care of his devotees, to maintain his devotees. No, but we want to do his job. We want to get tense about our own maintenance and sustenance. Right? But as soon as we come back to our job description of only doing devotional service to Krishna, automatically, no, everything will come. The reciprocation from the Lord in terms of pay, and in terms of the ananda that every single devotee searches for, the heart will be completely filled with Krishna prema. Right? It becomes very odd for me to speak all this because I myself am not realizing this.
Yes.
But when we hear from senior devotees, it feels very nice that yes, by surrendering to Krishna, we'll get that faith, we'll become fearless, and we'll be able to do devotional service without any interruption. All these thoughts of fear, we always get some interruption here and there. Sometimes when we do this preaching, newcomers preaching, so people just leave chanting. Why? No, my job is there. My meetings are there. Long meeting, bro, so couldn't chant my rounds. My health was not good, so couldn't do much. Had some function at home, so couldn't do much. There's a lot of problem at home, so couldn't do much. Did nothing. Now this is what they say. But if a devotee can understand nicely that the Lord is the one who takes care, there will be no interruption in devotional service. So let's come back to our own job description, then taking Lord's job description. Now let's see what Vasudeva is speaking. I was just thinking that this is a nice preaching that is going on. Tell me, who is such a preacher in the world where wife is about to be killed and this person is giving Krishna katha? This is on a chariot. Devaki's head is held. Sword is there in the hand. And Vasudeva is talking to Kans with a smile on the face. Even whenever this any question is asked with a challenging mood to a preacher, the preacher gets angry. Here someone's life is going to be taken away and still this person is preaching so nicely. Isn't it a preaching lesson? Any dangerous situation, smile and preach. Krishna will help. And here, he's not giving a normal class or something. He's using Niti. He's using something called as Sam Dam Danda Bhed. Let's try to understand. Prabhupada writes this in the purport. So these are the four Nitis which are used. Sam Dam Danda Bhed. Now, this Sam Dam, so Dam, he cannot pay. Dam is like amount or some opulence that can be given. Now what can he give in order to Kansh? Danda, what danda he will give? No, Kans Maharaj is giving danda to his wife. Yes, what danda he will give at that particular point? So two things he can do, Prabhupada says. Two things. One is Sam and second is Ved. And in Sam also there are five things that a person can use. Sambandha, Labha, Opakriti, Abheda and Guna Kirtana. Now Sambandha is relation. Second, Labha. Labha is gain or profit. Upakriti is welfare. Abheda is identity. And Guna Kirtana is glorification. Now let's see how in these verses Vasudeva Maharaj is using all this. Very, very interesting, nice analysis. So here he says, here it goes, 37th shloka. You can look into the verse. He says, Slaghaniya Gunashare Bhavan Bhoja Yashaskarana Sakatam Bhaginim Hanya Striyam Udvaha Parvani. So first he does Guna Kirtana. He does Guna Kirtana, glorification. What is he saying? Slaghaniya Gunashure. So all the Shura, all the great heroes who are there, they glorify your qualities. Your qualities are worth glorification. One comment is mentioned that Veera, right? Shura, this is what is mentioned. So only Veeras will glorify you. No one else will glorify you. Jnanis will never glorify you. Because Jnanis know very well your actual nature. So no devotee or Jnani will actually glorify you. But Veeras will. The great heroes, because they are under your control. So they will glorify you. So first he does glorification. Then second one he says, Bhavan Bhoja Yashaskaraha. He is telling that you are from Bhoja dynasty. So what is he doing here? Sambandha. He is telling his Sambandha. You are from Bhoja dynasty. Then he is talking about Labha. What is the Lara that he's talking about? See, if you don't kill this girl, Devaki, who is innocent, then you will be the star of Bhoja dynasty, who will be responsible to spread the glories of Bhoja dynasty all around. So he's talking about the game. And then, what is he saying? Then he's saying that Bhagin and Bhanya, hey, she's your sister. He's telling the identity now. She's your sister. How can you kill your sister? Please don't kill. So he used the four aspects of the Samaniti in this one verse itself. Right? But then if Kansa Maharaj is having a thought, look, you didn't hear the Akashvani? What did Akashvani say? The eighth son of your wife is going to kill me. She is the death personified for me. And I don't want to die.
Right?
So if suppose Kansa Maharaj says this, so Vasudeva has something to say. 38 verse.
Mrityu janmavatam vira dehena sajayate adya vada shatanteva mrityurvai pari praninam dhruvaha.
So he's saying that, see, the one who has taken birth has to die. Tell me an equivalent shloka from Bhagavad Gita. The one who has taken birth, she is sure to die. Tell me the first line.
Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu dhruvam janma vratasya cha tasmad apariharyathe natvam sochitam arasi.
So the one who has taken birth, oh, comes has to die. Adhya, today. Or vada shatante, maybe after hundreds of years. But one has to die for sure. Then why are you worrying so much?
Right?
And here, when he's calling him Veera, one is calling him Veera, one of our acharyas, he guides. Saraswati is saying that you are just the Veera on battlefield. Now there is a discussion of philosophy. You are not Veera in this. I am going to win. This is what Vasudeva is telling to Kansa Maharaj. And here, we see that when the same shloka was chanted to Arjuna, Arjuna had a transformation. Now Krishna's father is giving the same Bhagavad Gita here to Kansa Maharaj. Nothing is happening to him. Nothing is happening. Right? Tell me why.
He's not a devotee of God.
Not a devotee, envious. Arjuna was submissive. No, he's like, I'm God, please help me. This is what Arjuna said. Kansa Maharaj is waiting. Ah, tell me. That is the difference between the two. So one devotee, it seems, he asked a question to Shri Guru Maharaj. The question was, see, when Kansa Maharaj's heart didn't change, why some pages were wasted of Bhagavatam to write the shlokas? So nice answer was given. So the answer was, it was not for Kansa Maharaj, it was for all of us. It is not for Kansa Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, we see that death cannot be escaped by anyone. No one can escape death. This is what Vasudeva is telling Kansa Maharaj. In fact, even Vyasadeva's grandfather wanted to escape death. So Vyasadeva's grandfather came to Vyasadeva and he said, see, you're a great personality. You can actually save me. I don't want to die. Then he said, see, I cannot do anything. Let's go to Brahma and ask who is the creator. So they went to Brahma. So now when they went to Brahma, he said, see, my grandfather is interested to live. So the grandfather is saying, see, why I should die? The entire world is there to die. No, please allow me to live more. Then Brahma said, see, I'm the creator. Annihilator is someone else. You go to Annihilator. You go to Lord Shiva. Now from Brahmaloka they went to Kailash. Now there, when they went to Kailash, they are talking to Lord Shiva. The grandfather is saying, entire world is there to die. Kill them. Now why are you killing me? Please, allow me to stay. Then Lord Shiva said, I am the Annihilator. I am the total Annihilator. Not like this individual Annihilator. You go to Yamraj. He is the superintendent of death. You go to him. Now he will help you. Now they went to Yamraj. Same thing. Entire world is there to die. Please help me to stay. Yamraj said, okay, we'll go to Mahakal. No, Mahakal. Let's Mahakal listen. Then Mahakal, they went to Mahakal. And then this personality, the grandfather of Vyasadeva, is saying, I don't want to die. Please help me. Entire world is there to die. Why you want to kill me? Then Mahakal said, okay, let us see what is there in your karma. Let us see what Chitragupta wants to say. So they all went to Chitragupta. So the book was opened. I sometimes wonder when our book gets opened, what will happen. Yes. So here, this book was opened. And then Chitragupta said, hey, this person does not have death. Everyone is in jubilation. No, thank God, there is no death. He said, wait a minute. Only one instance, which is impossible situation, a person can die. Only when Brahma, Shiva, Yamaraj, Mahakala, Vyasdeva together, this person will die. As soon as this was heard, the grandfather died in death, that place himself. So no one can escape death. Not possible at all. No one can escape death. See, when it comes to Parikshit Maharaj, he knew 7 days he is going to die. When it comes to, I think, Khatvanga Maharaj, right? Then he got told in that, in few moments, or in one moment, you are going to die. Right? So as soon as they got to know that, what did they do? They completely got absorbed in Krishna. They started hearing Krishna Katha. Left everything, or got completely detached. And completely absorbed, meditating on Krishna. That's how they left their body and went back home, back to God. Our situation is worst. When you're going to die, it's really a very great anxiety. No? If, I don't know if you feel that. It's a real great anxiety. We don't know when we're going to die. See, if we are completely surrendered soul, then we can be fearless even for death. But as of now, at least my situation is not that. I'm always fearful of death. When will that day will come? Maybe the next moment, maybe the next moment, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, anytime it can come. And I always ask this question to myself. Are we getting one step closer to Krishna or are we getting one step closer to death? And most of the time the answer comes is death only. Most of the time goes in time pass, not reading in past tense of the Lord. So it's a very, very important thing that devotees can meditate on this aspect, and I can die anytime. What am I doing for it? Am I preparing or not? Am I getting really absorbed in my sadhana? Am I really getting absorbed in my seva? Or just hanging around as a devotee with dhoti kurta tilakanti? Yes. Just with the stamp of devotee, but is there any transformation happening in my heart or not? That can come anytime. And if this is what Kansa Maharaj wanted to say. Okay, sure, I understood. That can come anytime. But see, I'm a king. I want the king's body. What is the guarantee that I'll get king's body the next life? Because in this body, I'm able to enjoy nicely. I've got so much of opulence with me. I'm enjoying so nicely. What is the guarantee that after death, I'll get such a body? Now, again, 39th shloka. Vasudeva says, Dehe panchatma vapannam Dehe dehi karman bhovashah Dehantaram anuprapya prakatnam Yajate vapuhu. So he's saying, panchatma. See, at the time of death, what will happen, I'll tell you. Vasudeva is telling Kamsa Maharaj. At the time of death, you leave this body and you'll be given another body. Very nicely, you know, he's saying this. And tell me a similar equivalent shloka from Bhagavad Gita. I think multiple shlokas are there. So we can. Once you leave this body, you get another body. Devinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara prapte dhera satra ramunyati. One more. Vasamsi jigadari yatha vihaya navani granati naro parani tatha sharirani vihaya jinani anyani samyati navani dehi. Like the person changes the cloth, when the cloth becomes old, we throw it, we get a new one. Similarly, when this body gets old, the soul will throw this body, you get a new one. Right? It will not do it, one Prakriti will do it for it. Right? So this is what will happen. And this is what Kansa Maharaj is saying. But still the question is not answered. Will I get the same body or not? Because I am doing good sense enjoyment in this body. Let's see if Vasudeva is able to answer this question. 40. Varajam stishtam padaikena yathai vaikena gacchati yathatrana jalaukai vam Dehi karma gatim kataha. So Vasudeva is again trying to tell that what happens at the time of death. See, as the person walks, he will keep the next feet. Now he'll take the next step when he's very sure that there is some ground below. Or like a worm, from one leaf it will go to another leaf only when there is support, right? From one leaf it will go to another leaf. Similarly, when the next body is ready, then this person will leave the body and go to the next body. He is giving Ashwasan to Kans Maharaj that don't worry, you leave this body, somebody will get, don't worry about that. This is what he is saying. But still he has not answered the question. That I am enjoying in this body, will I get similar body or not for enjoyment? Next one. Swapna yatha pashyati deham vidrisham manorathena vidrishta chetanah drishta shrutabhyam manasam ruchityam prapadyate tat kim apihi apasmritihi. Again he is talking about death. Now he is giving different definitions of birth and death. Now here we can understand, but it is not for Kans Maharaj, for us only. Again and again, birth, death. So here the analogy is given in terms of dream. All of us, you know, get different dreams, right? When we are there in our dream, we accept our body, dead, and all the things around as our things. We are attached, mama and mameti, even in the dream. And when anything happens in the dream, good, when it happens, we are very, very happy. Assume that there is a lottery. Person is very happy. Or the person is falling from the cliff. Yes? How many of us have fallen from the cliff in the dream? Many are there. Yes? Or when a person watches a movie, he replaces the hero, he is the one inside. Yes? So in the dream, he accepts a temporary body and he accepts everything around his known. And when the dream breaks, what happens? Everything is gone. No, he comes to the normal state. In fact, this shloka says that whatever the person, drishwa, whatever he sees, whatever he hears, the impressions are made on the mind. And those things will come in the dream. This happened with me, very personal, but I think I can share. So, one of my friends, he sent photos of his marriage. So, I was seeing that. It was afternoon and I was taking 1 hour afternoon nap. That day. Previous night I was very, very tired. So, in my dream, I got married twice. And I was crying very badly in the dream. Very, very badly I was crying. And then, I was sweating like anything. And when I got up, suddenly I got up and then I was in the ashram, I felt okay. But my body was sweating like anything. So we literally assume that yes, I am there. That is what is the permanent thing. That is what is the reality. Right? So here, Vasudeva Maharaj, he is saying, similar thing is there when it comes to the birth and death. So he is saying, what is death? See, what is a dream? When we forget the dream, yes, or when we forget something, that's a dream. What is death? When we completely forget something, apasmriti. When we completely forget this entire life, that is death. That's what happens at the time of death. Now what is birth? Birth is accepting a body, which is temporary life in the dream, accepting a body, and accepting all the things around as one's own. Now if you analyze all these things very properly, you understand, it's a nice dream world which you're staying in. This is my person. Vera and Vera. This is my Janmashtami era, that is my Janmashtami era. He is my counseling, she is my counseling. I'm not giving material examples. I need not give material examples about money or whatever. Devotees sitting here are very elevated. Yes. But on a secular platform, there are many, many problems which we all face. Right? So, this is mine, that is mine. That is what is birth. This is what happens in the dream, this is what he's saying. But if Kans Maharaj has this question, then okay, what you're saying is okay regarding samskara. But why is it that a person does not get multiple bodies? Maybe he's not attended a Gita class. He's asking a foolish question. Why there are not multiple bodies? Because multiple samskaras, no? So multiple bodies should be there. Why we don't get at the same time? 42. Shloka number 42. Yato yato dhavati daiva choditam. Mano vikaratmakam apa panchashu guneshu maya rachiteshu dehisha deyashu es deyasau prapadyamana sahatena jayate. So he's saying, see, at the time of death, what happens, I'll tell you. Mind is called as karana, that is helper, and karta is the soul. And how is the mind? Vikaratmaka. Vikaratmaka means flickering, chanchala. Mind is chanchala. So it will not stay at one place. You know, it will have a lot of different samskaras. He's explaining the background. And then he's saying that this daiva, what he's saying here in the shloka, daiva choditam, daiva choditam. So what is that trigger point? Here daiva choditam refers to the karma is triggering at the time of death. Now let's imagine a photo shoot. Sometimes people ask, "Are pro photo nikalne nahi aa rahe to kaise nikala aapne?" And the Prabhu might say that, "Jaisa expression diya last mein wahi aayega na." Correct? No. So similarly, whatever we remember at the time of death, same thing we are going to get in the next life. There is no question of getting something better. Right? So that's what Vasudeva is saying, that at the time of Panchatva, at the time of death, when the five elements from this body mix with the original five elements, yes? At that time, whatever is the consciousness of the person, or whatever light he sees, in this continuous light show that is happening at the time of death, that body will get. Simple. Kansa Maharaj, okay, understood. Why a person gets body? But answer my question. Will I get the same body or not? I'm doing sense gratification in this body. Will I get the same body or not? For this, he's answering. 43. Jyoti yathai yathai vodaka parthiveshwara samira megarvatam vibhavayate evam swamaya rachiteshvasau puman Guneshu Raganugato Vimuyate Moyati. So then again, it gives a nice understanding. This analogy is pretty complicated to understand, but our acharyas have made it very, very easy. Srila Prabhupada has made it very easy to understand. Now this analogy is very nice. Moon is there, water is there. The moon is getting reflected in water or in another liquid. Now the water starts shining. And the moon is reflected in different ways in the water. Or water, whatever, in different shapes. Now the question is the shining of the water? The shining is what water wrote? Or is the original identity of water? It is coming from the moon. The shine is coming from the moon, which is reflected here. Right? And now, when the different shapes are there on the water, is it that the moon is of this shape? No. So here the analogy says that moon is actually soul. And the water is actually its body. So the soul is giving consciousness to the body. Okay, that's how this body is working, this consciousness. And soul is Satchit Ananda. Okay, so the same reflection is there on the body. When the expectation is there that even the body should be Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. And when there is incompatibility, there is suffering. Right? And now the bodily needs which are there, that is put on the soul, imposed on the soul, and the person starts thinking that I am this body. Right? So here, Vasudeva is saying, see, now you are there in king's body. So you are feeling that this sense gratification is the best sense gratification. But suppose in the next life you get a pig body. Even if you are put on this same throne, you will not be interested. Only after seeing something down, you will come crawling, with jaws open. Just by seeing stool, you will be there, not to eat. So at that time, in that body, that sense gratification will be topmost. So don't worry about changing body at all. If you change body, you will be attached to that body. And in that body, whatever sense gratification is there, that you will feel as topmost sense gratification. Yes. This is how Vasudeva is answering. But even after all this, this person is still envious. And this person is least affected by all this pravachan what was given. Right? Sometimes it happens to us also. My entire production is given, and at the end, the person will ask, "Bro, can you explain the first point which is there?" This is a very painful situation for a preacher. You give a 2 hours class on why Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then the person who is sitting, a newcomer, he'll go and ask another person, "Why is Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead? Do you understand what he said?" Full 2 hours, you're quoting shloka after shloka, giving praman, this is how Krishna's Supreme Personality. But, they'll not understand. That's what here we see, that he's not able to understand. He did everything possible. The five aspects of Sama Niti he used. That Sama Niti he used, yes. That is, Sambandha, he gave Sambandha, Lab, Upakriti, Abheda, Abheda is identity. He gave the identity. Konam Kirtana, he did glorification. All this is done. Now finally, now Samriti doesn't work. Now he's going to Bhedriti. Bhedriti is putting the person in fear. So the next shloka, you know, he's saying, let's see, if you kill this girl, two things will happen. This is a very auspicious time of her marriage and she is innocent. So if you kill an innocent person, you have to meet Yamraj first. Next is, you are killing her in the entire assembly. Everyone is seeing. Everyone will catch you red-handed. And you will be troubled by the relatives of Devaki. So these two problems are there. And all of these problems, if not the eight sons, at least these people will kill you for sure. Yes? So he's given fear from two sides. One is, either you have to meet Yamraj, or second, you have to go and meet the relatives of Devaki and you will be killed by these people. Now decide what you want. Better don't kill. No, that's what he's saying. But even after all this, even Vedriti didn't work. This person is not getting fearful at all. Even after hearing all this, he's still not removing the sword. So all this pravachan which is happening, is the sword is still there in the hand. Only a storm because Guna Kirtana started, right? Glorification started. You are, you know, the star of Bhoja dynasty. So he stopped. He's not. No, maybe more Guna Kirtana will happen. He stopped. But then he has not put the sword down even now. So here, you know, this nice thing is mentioned. Is about, he's saying, let's see, you just give this Devaki, he's like a daughter. I'll just give it up. She's not a sister. No, she's like a daughter. You are actually Deen Vatsal, another Guna Kirtana. You are Deen Vatsal. First time I heard a different meaning of Deen Vatsal. Please hear. So what Saraswati Devi wanted to speak through Vasudev. Deena Vatsal. Deena means someone who is very, very poor. Vatsa can also mean calf. Okay? So Deen Vatsal here actually stands for when now the tax, a poor person is not able to pay the tax to the king. Yes? So at that time, the king will send his ministers. Go and get the calf of the person. Not a cow, calf. Because calf is very small and then will keep crying for the mother. And at least he will go and come and give tax. So here is saying, once you are like Deen Vatsal. And you know, this suits you. No, killing your sister suits you. This is what you can do. You are actually Deen Vatsal. So this is how he's glorifying at the same time he's chastising very nicely. Alright? And finally here, Kans Maharaj is not agreeing. Everything is done. Sama Niti, Veda Niti. And he also preached, this is called as Bodhyamano. This is what is given here. Bodhyamano. So all Bodhana is also done. Preaching is done. But this person is not ready at all. So this pravachan was happening. And an honorable speaker was saying that this pravachan is like 1.5 hour pravachan. So finish it fast. No, we cannot see the sword which is there on the neck of Devaki. The speaker says that Devaki was held for some time. But Maya is holding us for a very, very long time like this. Very, very long time she is holding us. But finally, now to just end up, what did Vasudev do? Vasudev gave a promise. Now giving this promise is very, very difficult. What Vasudev promised? See, don't kill Devaki. Devaki's garbha is going to kill you. Ashtamo garbha, right? Eighth son is going to kill you. I'll give you all eight sons. Not just eighth son, I'll give you all eight sons. Don't be so fearful. Yes. And when he's talking all this, he's like a well-wisher. He's not at all showing that he's in anxiety because wife is in danger. He's smiling and he's telling all that, don't worry, Baba, I'll give you all eight sons. Don't worry. But this is not an easy thing for a parent to do. Yes. Here, he knows very well, when the child is given, when the kid is given to Kans Maharaj, what is he going to do? He's not going to do some lalan palan there. He's going to kill them. Vasudev knows this very well and still he's promising and Vasudev will fulfill the promise. But how is it that Vasudev is able to give? When he knows that the child will be killed. Here, when devotees join ashram, parents, he cried like anything. Yes? When I joined ashram, my parents were crying. So I was telling him, I am not died, I am here only. Now you come to meet me anytime, it's okay, and I am not died. I was just thinking when I was reading this, they are feeling so much of pain even when the person is alive. Just imagine how much pain Vasudev and Devaki will feel when they know very well that all the kids will be killed. Not one, eight. Yes, not one, eight. But still he is giving. So I was thinking, how is it that this Vasudeva is getting so much of guts? Why is he giving all the kids? Or why is he giving this promise? Vasudeva has something which common people might not have. Yes. He has realized Krishna, yes, Krishna in his heart. It is the hollowness that in every single entity, in every single living entity, human beings, that makes them crave and hanker for various things around. Right? See, even after coming to devotee circle, there's a nice thing, you know, all of us can relate to. Even after giving up the gross attachments which we have, all of us, like no meat eating, most of us are meat eaters, yes? No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. There are, you know, after Gita class when a person comes and says, oh, I've given up intoxication, it feels so nice. Yes, I've given up meat eating, it feels so nice. No illicit sex, yes? When we give session to the youth boys, after hearing this session, when they break the existing relationship, it feels very, very nice. Yes? So these gross attachments were given up. But the problem is that when we come in devotee circle, unfortunately, we get the subtle attachments. That's the worst thing. Name, fame, prestige, puja, la, pratishtha. Senior devotee, you may be. I'm senior devotee. Right? That person called me Prabhu. He missed the G. Yes? How dare he just calls me Prabhu? And why the obeisance was not paid to me? He paid obeisance to that senior devotee, not paid to me? Or whatever, whatever nonsensical thoughts you might be getting. It feels so odd that even after coming to devotee association, when these subtler attachments are there, this feels so odd. But why these things are there, I was just doing this analysis. It's only because of the hollowness that is there in the heart. If that hollowness is completely filled with Krishna, by Krishna Katha, then we don't need anything of this world. Sukadeva Goswami, he was naked. He was not even attached to his clothes. That much he was completely satisfied because his heart was filled with Krishna prem. His heart was filled with Krishna prem completely. If gopis were able to leave their entire family and go to meet Krishna, attachment, right? They were ready to leave because their heart was filled. Only when the heart is filled with Krishna consciousness, only when we are absorbed in Krishna, then it is possible all these subtler attachments can go away. Or else it's very, very impossible. Very impossible. Even after coming to devotee circle, there is a great probability of going to hell. For sure, it is possible. Because this is the place. See, when it comes to Jagai Mata, they didn't commit any Vaishnava plan. This is an ample opportunity here for Vaishnava plan. We were discussing about Mayapur. That is so nice that so many people are staying in Mayapur, etc. So a senior devotee was saying, yes, there is ample opportunity to commit Vaishnava plan. Please go ahead. Yes. So there is ample opportunity here to do that. But if a person is completely absorbed in Krishna, then it is possible that in that absorption, he'll always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And since he's always remembering Krishna, he has no time to remember anything else about subtler attachments. Right? So in this way, we are getting a very, very amazing opportunity to get absorbed in service of Krishna on this auspicious Janmashtami occasion on 24th of August. I don't think this opportunity, many people get. Can we just do this analysis? We are organizing Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna's birthday. We are the organizers. We are the ones who are doing. It's almost like only eternal associates of God can do this. Yes. When Nandotsav happened, it was Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and all the other associates who are doing the Abhishekam. And look here, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, on the tag of Kalash Abhishek, any Tom, Dick and Harry comes here to Swisscon and takes the kalash, pays some bucks and then he's doing Abhishekam of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna. Such a wonderful opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has provided. Every single devotee present here in ISKCON can do this intimate service. Let's take some examples and try to understand. Making garlands. Who makes garlands for Krishna in the spiritual world? It's only gopis. Only gopis and mandiris who make the garland for Krishna. Who cooks for Krishna? Only Yashoda Maya and Radharani. No one else. And here we have an event called Cook for Krishna. And anyone, everyone cooks for Krishna and gets it. Every single living entity here is getting an opportunity because we are organizing Janmashtami. under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and all the senior devotees here. So if we can get absorbed in Krishna during these services, absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, or at least absorbed in this thought that it's an opportunity which now we are extending to all the living entities here, so that they can start their spiritual life and attain perfection, at least in some lifetime. Now we will be doing the service properly. Right? See, getting more people, yesterday I was talking to His Grace Srimad Kishor Prabhu when we were doing promotion. So I said, Prabhu, we are going door to door, because what happened is, we were there in an apartment, we were doing kirtan for half an hour. No one came down. So it was a really frustrating thing for us. But you know, since we were doing kirtan, we were dancing, so we were enjoying. So I was just telling, I was inquiring from Prabhu, that, Prabhu, is it correct that it's Krishna's birthday? So only Krishna can invite people and only those people can come, isn't it?
Yes.
Not anyone and everyone can come for Krishna's birthday. I'm using this word birthday because we can relate. It's actually appearance day. Yes. So not anyone and everyone can come to Krishna's birthday. So already the guests have been decided who are going to come. Already it is decided who are going to cook and get and who are going to get gifts. So what is this opportunity that we're getting? So, and the number of people are going to come to all the three places, that is also decided. Maybe Krishna has decided. Yes, 10,000, 15,000 or whatever. Right? Then what is this opportunity that we are getting? This is an opportunity to understand that we are just nimitta matra, we are instrument. We are nothing. We are nothing. This realization became very, very strong when we got our Belandur weekend center. We were like searching like anything. Harikshar Pai, myself, we were going to Belandur every single day. In fact, we were thinking that we should have ashram there also. So we can stay and search the place. And somehow it just manifested. One person took us to another person, that person took us to another person. And we're sitting there. And this person says, yeah, please take my entire sports complex for Janmashtami. Then, since we are greedy people, so after this we didn't stop. We had a greedy thought. Lovelyam is a quality of devotees. So we were thinking, okay, Janmashtami, you have given a place, what about Gita course after that? And we didn't speak, we didn't ask him, the owner of the sport complex. So he said, that do you take some shloka classes for kids? We both were in jubilation, we were like, yes, yes, we do. Shloka classes also happen, along with that he conducted something called as Gita course. And he gave much bigger one than this. That day I was almost in tears, where Lord made me very, very humble. Where He said, well, you're good for nothing, you're just instrument. Just keep going around where I'm standing. That's it. Right? So in this entire festival, one realization that we can get is we are instrument. And a very good instrument is the one who actually surrenders to Krishna and works for His service. Right? So we have to just go, even if people come or don't come, we have to do kirtan, we have to distribute pamphlets, we have to go and ask people to give donation. Not everyone can give donation. Not everyone is fortunate to give donation for Krishna's birthday. Not possible. Yes? Who are these mortal beings to give donation to Krishna? He is thrown by all. Lakshmi is there. And who are these mortal beings to give donation to Krishna? It's only an opportunity that we are giving to these people to serve whatever Lakshmi they have, they can give and purify what they have. Right? So we can go and just keep knock all the doors and somehow tell them, we are celebrating our Lord's birthday. Yes, give something. So every single place that we are going for promotion, for donation, or even on the day when we are doing all these activities, if we are able to remember this one thing, that I am working for the pleasure of the Lord, Guru and Gauranga, and I am just the instrument in the hands of the Lord, I think our Janmashtami will be successful. Yes, rest everything will be taken care of. Now you ask seniors, they will tell, from last 6 years everything is taken care of. Yes. But if you are able to realize this and get absorbed in the service of Krishna, then it is possible that someday we will reach that state what Vasudev has. We cannot reach that state, that will be Mayava. But if you can get some part of that faith what Vasudev has for Krishna and some fulfillment in that hollow heart which is there, I think I will get detached from all these worldly things and go back to God in this very lifetime. Yes. Thank you very much for your kind attention. All the eyes on me, it's really, really fearful. If I've spoken something out of parampara, please forgive me. I just tried giving whatever Srila Guru Maharaj speaks. So I just replicated that. Spoke as it is. Yes. Thank you very much, and please bless me so that I can. Ashloka recitation and all, I'm not very good at. Guru Maharaj knows very well. He just recites like as if he's just drinking some water. Yes. So if you are blessed, then maybe I can also do the service of, you know, giving Krishna Katha in this, you know, this way. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Janmashtami 2019 Mahamahotsav ki
jai.
Nitai Gaur Premanande. Okay, any questions?
It's not exactly for this one, but...
He's asking one.
Okay, so normally we have seen in Mahabharata also, Lord Krishna showed this Virat Swarupa to Arjuna, and he had multiple hands also. But why Chaturbhuja is considered to be special and more attractive?
Prabhu's question is, Krishna showed universal form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra with so many hands, so many legs and faces, etc. But why it's like Chaturbhuja is, you know, considered more prominent? It's not Chaturbhuja also. No, it's like two bhuja, dui bhuja. That's Krishna. Because one of the reasons can be this, that universal form was very, very fearful. See, Arjuna asked Krishna that, show me the universal form. Finally he said, Krishna, come back to 200 form. I'm very, very fearful. So by fear we cannot attain, no, we cannot attain Krishna. By love we can attain Krishna. That 200 form is very, very attractive. Very, very attractive. That 200 form even attracts Madan Mohan. Madan. So it's called as Madan Mohan. It attracts Cupid also. Right? So that 200 form is very, very attractive. And also Bhakti Rasamrita says that Krishna has got 64 qualities. Some of the leelas which he does, even Mahavishnu doesn't do. Shiva and Brahma, etc. are out of Krishna. So that is it. So 200 form is very, very amazing, and that is the original form from which all the other forms come. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the conditioned soul takes the shelter of another body and leaves the present body in Chirayam. Can the soul get the body immediately, or does it take some time to get another body?
Yeah, this is a question which is repeatedly asked. So according to Bhagavad Gita, when we read, So it's like, and also this shloka that we read, when the worm goes from one leaf to another, it makes sure that the leaf is present. Or when we walk, now we make sure that the step, when we are keeping the ground, is present, right, in every step. So similarly, Prakriti makes a proper arrangement where when the soul is leaving one body, depending on one's karma, another body is ready, and then, you know, the soul enters another's body. And that's what Shastra says.
Only you mentioned that one's heart is fully filled with Krishna. So I was contemplating Prabhu that either you have material attachment if you are done, and in the devotee circle you have subtle attachment. And because it's very difficult to have our heart fully filled with Krishna, there is a tendency to act of aparadha.
When it's freezing cold, so the person is sitting close to the fire. If he goes too close to the fire, he'll get burnt. If he goes too away from the fire, there will be a problem. He'll die. Either he'll get burnt or he'll go and die because of freezing cold. One thing is for sure, that it's only devotees who can actually save us from the cycle of birth and death. Because they are the ones who will keep reminding us. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hari Bol.
Yes.
Even when you don't want to say Hari, other person is, hey, Hari Bol. Yes. So when we are there in devotee circle, that is the place where you can remember Krishna, for sure. Instead of thinking, should I have material attachment or spiritual attachment, why don't we talk about how to get more attachment to Krishna? Yes. Because you know, there is no use of material attachment. When we go outside, I'm sure all the ones who are working, and all the ones, you know, who keep going out, either on business or whatever. So we see that, as soon as we interact with some people, I'll give you one example itself. So one boy, he's standing for 4 rounds. So he went to some place for outing somewhere. So he came back and he said, Prabhu, we chanting ka man nahi kar raha hai. Obviously nahi karega, kyun karega? When we go out, we are associating with so many people. their dirty consciousness is coming. They're already dirty, consciously dirty. And then we make it more dirty, you know, after associating those people. When they start talking, even if the devotee does not have the desire of, you know, getting a big car or a big house or, you know, more bank balance, so hearing all this, are appraisal ho raha hai, hame zyada milna chahiye. Even when the devotee is saying, no, I shouldn't depend on results, still these people will force the person. No, you should depend on results. Make sure you aspire for it. Even the devotee is not interested to get more attachment, he's like, no, I should get a big house, I have to compete with him and so. So there is no point in having a material association. I mean, a strong material association. We can have material, in material circles, just, you know, kabaddi, you know, go and touch and come back, that we can have. But when it comes to devotee circle, we should have a real attachment for devotees, that's for sure. Because they are the ones who can take us closer to Krishna. In fact, that shloka which I chanted, Bhakte Bhakta Priya Janaha, by the mercy of, by the devotion of devotees, they are dear to me, but along with that, devotees of my devotees are also dear to me. Right? So when we are dear to devotees, we will become dear to Krishna. That is there. But now when it comes to Vaishnava Prat, so we have understood material association, you know, it's not anyways of any use for us. Devotee association is what will be very useful. And then we should be very much convinced with this. There is no question about this. Now in devotee association about Vaishnava Prat, we can talk. Again, this Vaishnava Prat, you know, will be because we will see. Vaishnava Prat will happen only on those days when our sadhana is not proper. If our sadhana is proper, that particular day, chanting is complete, 16 rounds, this is what is my personal experience. Proper reading, hearing is done. That day, you know, I don't think it is possible to commit Vaishnava Prat. Again and again, you know, Prabhupada is saying, you're not body or spirit, soul, being assistant devotees, go back, home back to Godhead. After hearing all this, in front of Vaishnavas, we are like, yes, you are the pure devotee. Yes, when the sadhana is not proper, I am the pure devotee. Yes? That is what happens. So the point that I'm making here is, I was telling this in the youth class also, that if you can come out of the shielding sadhana that we are doing, then I think we can progress much faster. Shielding sadhana is like, we are just trying to shield from the outside world. That's it. Chanting kar liya. Prabhupada ne bola 16 round, chanting kar liya. Car mein kar liya, office mein kar liya, yahan baithe kar liya. No, do round yahan, do round wahan. No, road mein do char rounds. Office mein do char na, bas kar liya. 16 round is done. Why? I have to shield myself in the material world. And I'll have to call as a devotee. In ISKCON, if I'm not chanting 16 round, no one will care for me. Yes. That is one. Reading, hearing. It's one hilarious thing what one devotee shared. One devotee asked one other devotee, that pro reading is a chal raha hai. I read every day. What are you reading? All the WhatsApp messages. Where is the concept of Prabhupada reading then? Yes. And then hearing. Kuch bhi kaam karte karte hearing kar liya, khatam kar liya. No question of making notes, nothing. Right? So this is called shielding sadhana. This is okay to shield from outside world. And to be an associate devotee, to get acceptance from devotees. This is okay. But this shielding sadhana will not guarantee lotus feet of Krishna for sure. Yes? So if a devotee has to be very intelligent, right? It is said that Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur. It is feeling very embarrassment for me to speak all this. Because I myself am struggling. Yes. But yes, Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur, Krishna's devotees are very, very intelligent. So the intelligent devotee knows very well how to take out those 4 hours. 2 hours for chanting, sitting at one place and chanting. And this question was asked to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, how can we please you? Prabhupada says, sit at one place and chant 16 rounds, I'll be pleased. What does he want? Yes? Sitting at one place and chanting 16 rounds. First. Sitting at one place and reading for 1 hour Srila Prabhupada's book. Now this is a nice experience which we get. When you sit with Prabhupada's book for a long time, Prabhupada actually speaks. Prabhupada actually speaks. Yes? And the realizations will be really amazing. The same purport of you are not the body or spirit, soul can also talk about Krishna Prema. This is what you see. When we sit with Prabhupada books for a long time and read continuously without any disturbance. And hearing we hear as if our spiritual master and Prabhupada are speaking with someone else. But it's actually a personal conversation, a personal instruction that is given to us. Once this question was asked to His Holiness Radha Nath Swami Maharaj, that Maharaj, we want personal instruction from you. But there are so many disciples of yours. It's very difficult to approach you. And in ISKCON, when sannyasis come, there are no bodyguards around. There is no question of approaching them. So Maharaj gave a very nice answer. He said, you hear my lectures carefully, and you pick up any instruction you implement, that is my personal instruction for you. Right. So we are hearing the class as personal instructions. When we are reading it as a conversation or a talk directly by Srila Prabhupada, when we are sitting and completely focusing the holy name, even if we are not able to focus, at least the body is focused at one place. Mind will get focused someday. If we can do this, you know, every single day, those days when we are not able to do, you know, this will compensate. Right? But the shielding sadhana will not compensate. It is not possible. Every day we have to shield. That is for sure. Every day the shield has to be there. Right? So, you know, this is my small experience, you know, that if we can have a strong sadhana of 4 hours, 2 hours of chanting, 1 hour of reading Prabhupada's books, and 1 hour of hearing Prabhupada lectures, then, you know, it's very, very easy, you know, to remember the Lord and not commit to Vaishnava. Hope I answered your question. I think we should stop now. Gratha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.